swelling out his chest with a deep breath, the sergeant roared out in his best drill parade manner at the rapscallion army.
Now then, you scab-tailed, waggle-pawed, fleeing excuses for soldiers! Are you sitting down there because you're too stupid to move, or are you afraid?
Then he turned his back on the foe beasts and waggled his bobtail impudently. Laughter broke out from the Red Waller's ranks. Gergan Spearback clumped up in his oversized boots, wielding the massive mallet that was his favourite weapon.
Hearken to me, all ye vermin with half a brain to listen. Remember what thy mother's told thee about climbing. If you come climbing our hill, we'll spank thee right hard and send you away in tears.
Hoots of derision from the ridge accompanied this announcement. Then Lieutenant Morio's deep booming voice called out a warning.
Stand to arms! Here they come!
500 rapscallions clambered out of the rift from both flanks and charged. They made a blood-chilling sight. Painted faces, bristling weapons and blazing war banners. Drums pounded as they screamed and howled, racing like a tidal wave across the valley floor toward the slope of the ridge. No beast could stop it now. The battle was begun. Captain Swayblade held a long rapier point down.
Steady in the ranks there. Let them come. Stand by the first three rock piles. Slingers, wait to my command. Steady, steady now, chaps.
The vermin pounded up the slope, increasing their pace until they were running at breakneck speed, spear points, pikes and blades pointing upward at their adversaries. Tammo stood his ground, deafening noises thrumming in his ears, watching the hideous pack draw closer until he could see their bloodthirsty faces plainly. Sergeant Torgok's voice rumbled across the first rank.
Wait for it, Packers! Wait for the captain's command!
A barbed shaft whistled past Twayblade's jaw.
Front rank! Let him have it!
She shouted.
No!
Slings whirled and a battering rain of stones struck the leading rapscallions. Tammo saw the look of shock on the face of a lean, scarred weasel as his round, weighty river pebble struck it hard on the forehead. The creature toppled backward with a screech, rolling downhill, still clutching a broken bow. Loading the sling swiftly, Tammo swung out and hit a rat who was almost upon him. Now Major Perigord was standing with the front rank, whirling his sabre and calling to the moles who were behind the hills of stone.
First three rock piles, away!
Boulders, rocks, soil, dust and stones showered down on the advancing rapscallions. The vermin were seasoned fighters, giving as good as they'd received. Ducking and dodging, they battled upward, thrusting with pike and spear, slinging, firing arrows and hurling anything that came to paw. Tammo was on his third sling when he heard Sergeant Torgok bellowing.
Down flattened reload slings,